Oh, motherfuckers. Happy fucking happy hour podcast. It be the return of motherfucking Tashina Arnold. And more importantly, motherfucking Uncle Joe, my Uncle Sugar.
Uncle Sugar.
Joe, come on, don't be shy.
I said the profanity, you shocked me.
You're
oh
right,
my God, I just, you know, like, wow. But go ahead.
I'm sorry, Uncle Joe.
Listen, that's all right.
Uncle Joe, we were coming here, he was like, oh, okay, baby. I said, all right. He's so nonchalant about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can you be today? Especially today with this world, what's going on here?
What's going on up on this shit, right?
Yeah.
This shizzle.
It's crazy.
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Crazy. Well, I love, and for the record,
yes,
I love and miss you guys.
I love and miss you.
All you, Travis, over there in the corner. I so miss you. And I just, I love and I respect you. And I just, I'm very happy that you guys have just been working so hard at just getting good information out. And
we
funny
miss
edit.
You so much. And can we just say
so
that Uncle Joe is drinking a cartoonishly large glass of Ryu Needy on ice?
I think I was set up.
You said he likes sweet, crappy wine.
Yeah, sweet, crappy wine. Give him the sweet, crappy
Someone
shit.
Someone gave me that as a joke because I drank that in high school. Ryu Needy on ice.
Really?
On ice.
Yeah. I remember Aspumante.
Yes. Yeah, Martini and Rossi, Asti Spumanti.
Celebrate life. Yeah. Oh, come on now.
That's exactly what I was talking about. All you got to do is go on the topic, go somewhere near it, and he's right there. But
he's right there.
Where's your pen? You got to lay back and roll it.
Is that what I do?
Yeah.
I lay back and roll it?
Whoa. Giving people
Look
ideas.
At Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe, you just brought him along last time. He became a wildly popular breakout star.
Isn't that crazy?
On the Happy Hour podcast. And now we're like, you must bring Uncle Joe.
I know. I've been doing this shit all my life, and here comes Uncle Joe stealing my fire.
Oh, that's okay.
This is some bullshit.
Your uncle hasn't started
this is some
yet.
Bullshit.
That's some bullshit out here.
Dang, is that any way you talk?
All right. Tashina is drinking her Patron, which is saved just for her.
For the record, I did not spill it on the board this time.
That sticker says, take your hands the fuck off. This is Tashina Arnold.
I'm really impressed with the fact that nobody, usually I mark it.
No.
You really saved this.
Oh, yes.
Yep. You're hired. I swear to God, if it doesn't work in radio,
the fucking Ark of the Lost Tashina Arnold Covenant. Just do not fucking touch. Don't.
Oh my God.
I'll fuck you up.
You gotta hear around the house when you touch things. At
listen, I have a million things.
Everybody gets to run in.
I know when people touch my shit.
Can I just tell you one thing? We've gotten so close, you know, and me and Frangela, who are my black up, you know, and you did that amazing jingle for them.
Oh God, that was the least I could do for them.
Okay, somebody sent me, I don't know what's going on, Chris, in SiriusXM, you know, when our show comes on.
Right.
And a picture comes up. I am a black woman now.
This is hilarious.
That's Stephanie Mills. That is Stephanie Mills.
Is it Stephanie Mills?
That is Stephanie Mills.
That's Stephanie Mills.
Okay, but that's what comes up when Stephanie Miller show comes on now.
Oh, my
God. Because I...
Well, that's nobody bad to be. Everybody loves Stephanie Mills. Oh, she's amazing.
Well, there are people that went to the Chicago Theater Sexy Liberal Show.
They thought she was Stephanie Mills.
They were
sitting
next to my fans. They were like, oh, she just has such a great voice. My friends were like, huh? and then they realized they were like, oh.
They thought they were at a Stephanie Mills concert.
Right. But then they were like, they stayed anyway and they loved it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you always bring it, baby. There's no other Stephanie Miller, honey.
Oh, baby.
You
oh,
are
baby.
You and nobody else can be you, boo-boo.
Listen, I need my black up because I don't even know where to start. I don't know if you listened to the show today, but
I did. Sandra. I watched. I woke up a little late today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I've been cleaning out my house. So okay. I'm such a cancer. I've been purging.
Well, you've been in Atlanta filming your series.
I've been in Atlanta, and that's why I kept missing you guys.
Yeah.
I'm up,
what series? Tell us.
Survivor's Remorse. It's on the Starz Network, and we premiere August 22nd.
Awesome.
It's going to be a really good 10 episodes.
You saw Tashina in Martin. You saw her in... we always love this, that she was one of the original singers in Little House of...
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
Okay.
That's okay. You were on the right path.
Fantastic singer, fantastic actress.
And Jody loves that she was on All My Children.
Oh, my God. And tell Jody I did a tribute to her for her mom.
Oh, she's coming to the after party. She's coming.
Lies and garbage. Okay. So I did a tribute to Carol Burnett yesterday because, you know, she's been honored by SAG for the Life Achievement Award.
That's right.
Yes.
I mean, well-deservingly.
She does not. And thank God, because she has no other awards. And thank God someone's finally recognized
her. Listen, women in... Yeah, could you believe that? Yeah.
Oh, my
women
God.
Women in comedy, we don't get enough credit. And that's why I'm so drawn to you because you just do what you do and you do it well. And
thank you,
I want to make sure you're recognized for it.
Thank you, honey. And why wouldn't I be here? in my basement.
Hey, where's the place to be?
Listen, this is a better place to be, baby.
Listen, Uncle Joe.
They're reunited.
He
hasn't
said a word because he's transfixed on my bronze ass.
Okay, yeah. He's got ass in his face. He's got reunited on ice. He's good.
Let me move my glass.
Uncle Joe, I asked you. I said, "Have you thought of me?" Since he's like, "I confess that I have." Thought
of you. He had to confess it, huh?
Yeah, that's all right. Confess, brother. It's all right.
Oh my God!
It's all right. All right.
Me and Unc, we just been on.
Good to be back.
Sorry. Yeah. Didn't mean to touch my own ass.
Don't spoil
the
view.
Touch your ass. You're,
all right.
You're blocking
okay.
the view.
No, her hand was blocking.
Yeah,
I had to move
blocking
it.
The view.
Where do we
blocking
start with what the fuck's going on in the world? So I was losing my shit today.
Trump.
About the Sandra Bland.
Yeah.
I just, I didn't even know where to start. When you watch all of it, the video cam and this asshole, this dick smack cop clearly was picking a fight. Mm-hmm. First of all, who the fuck gets pulled over for not signaling?
Let me tell
and
you.
First of all, there's a cop behind her. She thinks like, oh, I can get out of the way for him.
Black people do.
Yeah.
Stephanie, the scary part about the whole Sandra Bland issue, it's nothing new. She's me. She's me. I've been in that situation so many times, and the only thing that saved me from being arrested for no reason was the fact that my dad was a retired police officer.
Wow.
That's the only thing that saved me. Unfortunately, as black women and as black men, but I always speak on behalf of black women because that's who I am.
Yeah, that's what you are.
That's what
Joe
I am.
Testify.
That's who I am.
Yeah, that's right.
Testify. It happens to us every day. Back in the day in New York, I was just talking to a friend of mine. Back in the day, when a cop pulled you over, you had discussion. He's like, why did you pull me over? There was some type of dialogue.
Yeah.
These days, there is no dialogue.
Right.
They don't even tell you why they pull you over.
They don't follow the law.
But they don't.
They don't follow the law.
There are so many points along the way that should have been hey, officer, you were behind me. I was trying to get out of the way. Okay. You know, have a nice day. Here's a warning. Or here's a ticket. And don't pick a fucking fight over a cigarette.
Did you see?
Which she was right legally.
But it's when she backtalked him. He asked her. He posed it in a question.
Not a law. Not an order.
Would you mind putting out your cigarette? She said, actually, I do mind.
I'm in
my own car.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, pause. Get out of the car! He instantly, that's where it elevated. Now, do you know how many times that has happened to me? Because when I pulled over, I'm not getting out of my car. I had a cop pull me over and say, ma'am, I need you to get out and sit on the ground. I said, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting on the ground. Yeah. Why are you first of all, you're going to tell me who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, okay. And I always read out their office, their badge numbers.
And she didn't start hostile.
And I always
somebody. Why am I arrested?
Did you see the phone in her hand? I want to hear the phone conversation that happened to her phone. I want to know what happened to Sandra Bland's phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
She was on that phone the whole time. She recorded the whole thing, or somebody else was on the other line. Unfortunately, that woman's life has been taken.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how. I'm not going to sit here and accuse and blame.
And you don't know if she was depressed and she, but you're on the wow, this smells. And you're wow, the dash cam video was edited or wasn't edited. You need a new autopsy.
Now they came up with weed in her system. Oh, she had weed. What?
Like
weed calms you down.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you erratic.
You're I get it. Like Trayvon Martin, so she deserves to die.
Listen,
right?
Weed doesn't make you suicidal either.
Pulling straws out of their asses.
Yeah.
And I pray to God, and I've said my prayer ever since this incident happened, that justice comes to this family.
Yeah.
I pray to God that justice comes to this family, because Sandra Bland could have easily been me.
What the fuck? Why are you in jail for a no turn signal? And why the fuck are you? Why is the bail that high?
That's what it is today. Well, now we pay you so that everything is. It's fine, you know.
Well, the person's already gone, and from what I hear, Sandra Bland was very, open about her displeasure at how the police were treating black people.
Yeah. She has the right to be.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting here listening, and my 72 years, what I've been through with corruption.
You're 73,
Well, I don't think so. I think you got that wrong.
Uncle John.
But anyway, I mean, I'll stop counting it at 69. Somebody, what do we call it?
Oh.
Al's
house. That sounds dirty.
What do you call it all the Hey.
Yeah.
Well, Uncle Joe is very dirty.
At least,
you and I'll stop counting 69.
At least we are.
Stephanie, don't make me throw up in my mouth.
Agree.
I I'm trying to make Uncle Joe feel at home.
Baby, I am at home, trust me. Remember what I've got. And a glass to put. But anyway, what I've gone through in my years in New York with police, and the fact that's all I've fought was police department and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you find, I always say that those are your criminals. Mm-hmm. That's the first line that you meet in any discussion with something.
Yeah. But you know,
I done lived through setups and all the rest of that.
Oh,
yeah.
But did you know, like, you hope that, like, Dylann Roof doesn't get his wish that we have a race war. But you're like, how many more of these are we going to see? We're going to see, like, a fucking cop at a pool party putting his knee in the back of a teenage black girl in a bikini.
That's open,
that clearly
that's
isn't
open
isn't
season.
Armed.
This is it.
It's
thank
open
you.
Season.
It's open season on black people.
For.
It really is. And they're showing us exactly what they think.
Thank
of
you.
Us. And at some point.
But don't think, oh, people are fucking watching you now. There's cell phones.
So,
there's video cam.
So
but how many people, how many deaths does it take for us to realize that change has to happen?
We're finding out. unfortunately.
Keep living. This thing is over, as I say. It's been opened up to a point now that you can't put a lid on
but
it.
But thank God on the bright side.
When Trump
on
is
the
helping.
Good side. Thank God for people like yourself.
Yes.
I swear to God.
Well,
you, for people that, because I always say, remember the last time, I was like, you know what? Everybody needs a white friend.
Can I just say Uncle Joe right
friend.
Now? Uncle Joe right now is that guy right behind the president in Charleston. He's just like,
amazing grace.
Yeah.
How sweet the sound.
Okay. I can't tell your story. Like, Stephanie, I can never sit here and say what a white woman goes through. You can never say what I've gone through.
No, I'm saying I get nervous when I see a police car behind
exactly.
me.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
So
as
imagine
it keeps
how
going
we
on,
feel.
You better.
Imagine
it
how.
It doesn't matter
when I
anymore.
Get pulled over, everybody gets nervous. When
sure.
You get
yeah, I've gotten
over.
A cell phone ticket. I've gotten a seatbelt ticket.
It's stressed out. It's stressed out.
I've had a crime.
But you got the ticket.
I'm alive.
You didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
You got the ticket. I used to, when cops used to pull me over, I said, okay, give me the ticket and let me go on about my business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what, how it was. Leave me alone. We don't even have to have dialogue.
Right.
Give me the ticket. It, let me go on about my way. I had one cop, and it was actually a black cop that did this to me.
Oh, that doesn't
he pulled
save
me
you.
Over, and that's the problem too. Nobody that addresses that you. Either. They, you know, he pulls me over. I had my red Mustang drop top.
Yeah.
Pulled over. I pulled over in White Castle in Brooklyn. It's the borderline of Brooklyn and Queens. I pulled over in the White Castle parking lot. I'm like, he's not gonna pull me. I'm gonna pull over in the where everybody could see us.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yes, officer. He says. Well, you know you ran that light. I said, well, sir, I beg to differ. I did not run the light. It was yellow, but okay. Is that what are you giving me? Are you giving me a ticket? He was like, well, no, I just want to, excuse me, fast car, fast girls.
Yeah.
I said, fast car, fast girl. I said, give me the motherfucking ticket and get that. I went off on him.
Yeah,
yeah.
I went off because he pulled me over to try to talk to me. Yeah. It was just the most bizarre.
Ew.
Yes.
Skeevy.
Isn't that nasty and just
and you
gross?
Have to get their information and stuff like that. And you have to get
so that happens as well to women.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's not just, we're not only just treated disrespectfully, we're also disrespected because of our gender.
I remember mouthing off a little bit. I was like, really? All the crime in LA, really? And then my seatbelt on. Okay. Or, I'm on the cell phone.
Oh
okay, great.
Steph.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Steph,
she's got her thing. Too.
Well, see, Stephanie, if I was you, I'd be like, "Don't you know my fucking father ran for president,
vice president,
the highest office?"
And no, they don't care.
It would be president. No, it would be president. By the time it would be president. Same thing. Come on.
What the fuck's happening to America? Donald Trump is the front runner.
Listen,
that racist birther motherfucker.
Racist birther. He has mastered. He's
like,
mastered.
People are shocked he called. He was racist about Mexicans.
It. Yeah. Right? And he went to the border today.
Yeah, he did.
How fucking brave is that?
Oh my God. Did you see that? I might not come back, but I'm.
No,
what the fuck? With the camera crews and the fucking security guys.
What did he say about Caterpillar?
I'll be scared of Chopper.
Did you hear him this morning talking about Caterpillar?
Caterpillar.
Oh, Caterpillar is the machine. They own those machines.
Oh.
And that now he put in such an order. A friend of his put in an order. And since the order now, it's a. Another company now that's doing it, but all the time when you were buying these machines, because that's my field,
right?
It always had Caterpillar engines and stuff, even though it's Komatsu and the rest of
sure.
everything on this Caterpillar, a copy of Caterpillar.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And I mean, the inches would actually be caterpillar inches, but now all of a sudden with the orders of me, well, a part of this make me laugh with my years is the fact that, like, the people in Korea, they rent from him.
Mm-hmm. I love that he said, I'm going to the border for people to honor me. They're going to honor me. And then they all quit. They're all like, yeah, we're not showing up.
It is sad. This is where we are. I feel for a lot of people.
Here's the greatest thing that's ever happened to America. So he said he might launch a third party bid.
Yeah.
Yes! I'll pray for a third party. Can we get him to please testify? Can he go independent?
Please.
He said if the RNC disrespects him, he's going
to
go third party.
Well, you know what? He's got all his life to live. He's got all his love to give. He'll survive. He needs to. I'm just saying, we got to do a song.
Hey, tell Rocky Mountain Mike, we got to do a song in dedication to Trump. Yeah. I got all my life to live. I got all my wigs to fit. Yeah. I will survive.
You had to go take the he never touches his hair.
You know, he said that his hair is real. It may be real, but it's plastered in.
Maybe it's somebody else's hair.
Look,
please.
This is for you, Trump.
Woo! No, go. Be free. Oh, my God. They're treating you like shit.
Do
Lance Priebus is an asshole.
Come on. Trump.
Yeah, you know how
he knows he stays alive. He's got all his love.
Come on. You know how to love. You've had three marriages. Soul. Go.
Yeah.
Go.
Yes. Insult the Mexicans.
Whoa.
Hey. Insult black people. Insult the working women and men of America. Yes!
Be free.
Woo!
Be free.
All I say is
Trump
y'all
is God's gift to comedy.
Oh, my God.
He is God.
Yeah. I literally am like, oh, my God. Are you sure Andy Kaufman's dead? Is Andy Kaufman dead? Seriously?
Oh, no.
What is happening? He really had that goddamn white hat on today. The fucking white, like, I don't know, like, make America great again. I'm like, oh, my God, you're the biggest fucking doofus.
Yeah. It's like, it looked like he, like, bought that hat off the Rite Aid rack or something like that.
What I love is that we're all talking about him.
Like
Trump, when he first started out and he said all that shit about Obama, you know, I was yelling at the TV. I lost it. But when he turned it on the Republicans, I was like, wait a minute. I think this could work.
That's what we're talking.
But people don't remember either. Trump and the Clintons are very good friends.
Everybody's like starting this conspiracy theory.
Come on now.
They're like,
the Clintons are
behind this.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hartman came up with that theory, too. And you know, I love and highly respect Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman came up with that theory as well.
You cannot write this shit. And you're like, it devolves like a grade level every day.
This is like a lie.
You're an idiot. You're a jackass. Here's your phone number.
He's got Lindsay.
Lindsey Graham. Somebody said he has the burn book from Mean Girls.
I'm sure he does. I wouldn't put it past him. I swear to God, I wouldn't put it past him. But he's mastered taking that stage. Like none of the Republicans could do it there. And Scott Walker, I thought I was gonna just freaking puke from my asshole when I saw his.
I'll sell tickets to that.
Yeah. To puke from your asshole is a very hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
When he gave his speech, what is that when you want to be president? What is
Declaration.
Declaration. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Basically, he just said how he's going to take middle America down.
Right. Right.
Oh, I can't stand Scott
And then,
Walker.
Okay. Here's the other thing.
Oh, and then he does this.
My head fucking exploded today.
Yeah. Your head doesn't stop.
Okay. Right? So, Marco Rubio took a shot at Trump. And he said, we can't have him because we already have a president with no class.
Did you say? No. You know what? I didn't
address
that
yet. Oh, no, he did not.
Yes, he did. Marco Rubio said that about Obama, about class. And it's like, motherfucker, you're talking about something that you skipped. You didn't even go to class. Like, shut the fuck up.
Let me just say, this is... I can't. Probably one of the classiest presidents we've ever had. He will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents.
I'm like,
shut the fuck up, Gulpy McGulperson.
Gulpy, where did you get that from?
Marco Rubio.
when he was drinking the water.
Oh,
yes.
Jesus.
And he's an idiot
How is the president not classy? Marco, just get your head out of the toilet.
Oh, are you doing the dog lapping thing? Oh, my God. Travis, where are you?
What? What the fuck? Like,
bad.
How is this president not classy? I mean,
he's pulling
just,
shit out of his
you
ass.
Go, is that just blatantly
it's
racist?
It's called grasping for straws. They're desperate. Look at them. Look how they're acting. When I saw Lindsey Graham do a whole piece.
Yeah.
On he did a video.
Right.
And that took, you know, he had to, you know how fast he had to do that, because that was right after. It was the next day.
We know how fast it was because it wasn't funny, but okay.
I know. Maybe we should do a little writing for the Republicans and make a little side pocket of some money.
Right. I mean.
Shouldn't we?
It made him look athletic and macho. He was, you know, doing a baseball thing and a golf thing. Yeah.
Bless his heart.
I thought it was funny.
Did you think it was funny?
I thought it was funny.
Okay, what did you think was funny about it?
Well, he's not known for his sense of humor. And so for him to, like, go a little crazy like that and poke fun at himself.
No, I think it's desperation.
Well, I mean, yes, he's desperate because he's down around 1 or 2%.
Because they want.
He was 0%, honey. I don't even know. Was a percentage.
That's what I'm saying.
Is 0% a percentage?
That's what I'm saying. They all have to, like, out Trump, so they have to do something to get attention, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think what everybody has the Obama syndrome. They're like, how the hell did this black man? But we'll put the other word in.
Right.
How did he become president of the United States? They cannot put their arms and minds around it. They can't figure it out.
Right.
And President Obama has outsmarted them every turn.
I know.
President Obama is kicking down doors right now. Now, he may not have done everything that we want him to do, but think about, go back to his first speech.
You can't fucking deny what he's done.
He's doing everything that he said he was going to do. And I hope Guantanamo, I pray to God that those doors close for good.
I know.
Yeah,
I
hope
if we get this Iran deal, it is beyond historic.
Oh, the world loves the Iran deal.
Yeah.
I think all of those people that spoke against President Obama and wrote that letter should all be brought up for treason. That's treasonous.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Absolutely.
If it wasn't, it is now.
If not, I made the shit up.
And then Tom Cotton, who did the treason letter to the Iranian, like, you know, leadership, saying, oh, never mind this fucking N-word president.
Yeah.
No. Right?
True.
He said today he called John Kerry Pontius Pilate. Oh, he just washed his hands of this and...
Can you believe that?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Can you believe that? And I'm standing by Bernie Sanders. I love Bernie. You got to love Bernie. I really do. And Bernie, you know, he's been fighting for a long time.
That's right.
He's a lobbyist for the people. God bless him.
That's a good way of putting it.
No, he's a lobbyist for the people.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other candidate out there that's lobbying for the masses.
Yeah.
And that's what Bernie Sanders is doing.
I think so.
That's where we've reached in this United States of America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, I'm not at all with it because, like I said, I've lived it.
Well, when they start locking black people up, I'm coming over Stephanie's house and saying, I know a white person!
Yeah. Listen, I told Frangela.
She's my friend!
I told Frangela, I'm your Harriet Tubman. We're already in the basement. We're ready to go underground.
It's here.
I think the crawl space is right behind that damn furnace.
I'll be the dog walker.
I love that
SiriusXM has my picture as a black woman and no one said anything. Okay. They're like, oh, of course she is. All right.
We got to change that.
No, I don't.
I got to work on your brand.
I like it. I'm happy about it.
But it's not you.
Why?
That's all right.
Maybe inside. Maybe once a life before. So when was the last to come? It's very possible. You wear it well, so. Well,
have you been on MSNBC lately?
Well,
it's time for you to go on.
Did you wonder why I'm dressed like a Pan Am stewardess tonight? Because I'm going to do Lawrence O'Donnell after
this. Yay! We love Lawrence!
You're going to do Lawrence O'Donnell?
Yeah.
You know what?
Let it ride.
That's what I'm talking about. Where's your pencil?
I cannot.
See how he catches everything?
Uh-huh.
I knew what you meant.
I cannot tart it up enough for Lawrence O'Donnell.
Listen, Lawrence.
He likes it when you tart it up.
There's something about that man.
But even Lawrence had to give it up for Donald. You know, he gave it up for the Donald. Because Lawrence, I love the fact that every time, like the last election, he said, and he closed his show every night, and Donald Trump will never be president of the United States of America. Do you remember that?
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love Donald.
Well, we were laughing
I love Donald.
Donald Trump
funniness.
He did an impression to it. It sounded like Dr. Evil. But I think that he said, I'm worth $1 million. And then people were like, laughed at him. And then he's like, I meant $10 billion. And that doesn't even seem true. Like, whatever.
But he keeps talking about, like, what he's done.
But
like,
he was born to privilege.
Exactly.
He was inherited.
His father and all of us.
Shit, if I had $5 billion, Stephanie would be calling me Mammy.
He's like, oh, I built this.
Because I made her call me Mammy. Call me Mammy. Right. I'm rich, bitch.
I gotta tell you this.
Call
story.
Me Mammy.
Okay. I'm just saying, would this story have ended differently with a black person?
Oh, my gosh.
Sheriff deputies arrested a Georgia sovereign citizen who he had a Confederate flag on his car.
He got me a sovereign.
Who twice attempted to pull one of the half dozen guns he had within reach inside his car, decorated with a hand-printed Confederate flag. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Immediately, the driver exhibited aggression towards the officers, began making statements consistent with sovereign citizen beliefs. Rather than comply with deputies, the driver reached for a gun. Deputies feared for the safety, but did not shoot.
Mm-mm.
And instead broke out a window and physically removed him from the vehicle. He then tried to reach for a gun he kept in a holster in the small of his back, deputies said. But they were able to subdue him and take away his weapon.
Wow.
Garnell, whose Facebook page shows support for border militias and an interest in conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Oh, look at this. His grandmother decorated the outside of her home with numerous Confederate flags and a Justice for Dusty banner. Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that loser flag
Who's still
gone.
Alive, by the way.
Loser flag
Claims they targeted him because he had the Confederate symbol on his trunk. He painted the Confederate battle strips. Okay. On his car is a demonstration of First Amendment rights to free speech, and the officers used profiling to challenge him.
Wow. They used profiling to
right,
challenge
because
him?
He had a and he had a thousand guns in the car and tried to pull them on the...
Yeah.
But he's alive.
Yeah.
But they were profiling him because...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's alive. I did a movie. I did a movie deep in Georgia. I don't want to say the town, but I did a movie deep in the heart
going
of
deep,
Georgia.
Deep undercover.
Oh, yeah. Georgia. And it was about the first black woman to be executed in the state of Georgia. It's
Lena
a true
Baker.
Story called Lena Baker. And I tell you, I never in my life, being a city girl, I've never seen a Confederate flag in person.
Sure.
And everyone had them on their lawns.
Yeah.
I took pictures of people saying, join the Confederacy now. Yeah. Like it was so bizarre.
I just saw it. I was on a bike trip with my sisters from Asheville, North Carolina to Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And going to the Confederate flags everywhere, huge on the house. Sticking out like a fuck you to the president on their mailboxes the day the president was coming to speak in Charleston.
I guarantee you they didn't put them there just because the president was there.
Yeah,
they've been there.
They've been there
for a long time. In my area in Virginia where I grew up, it's so common to see people hanging the Confederate flag in the back window of their pickup truck along with their gun rack. It's a part of the landscape.
I get everybody needs to be proud of something. Everybody wants to be a part of something. Just don't get in my fucking way doing it.
Yeah.
You could be a racist all by your goddamn self.
No, you can't.
But once you infringe your racism upon me, then we have a problem.
Yeah, yeah. We got to let
then
you
Then there's
know.
A problem. I can't stop you from being a racist.
We have to let you know.
I can't stop you from being the person that you are. But when you try to stop me from doing what I need to do, it's a
wrap. Yeah. Of course, the best friend I made on the bike trip was a black woman, because that's how I roll.
Ooh. How did you find a black woman that's on a bike in the heat?
Why not?
Yes, it was
because you know that shit wouldn't have been me.
But I was like, I thought, like, I'm going, you know what?
Well, I meet you at happy hour.
But I'm like, you know what? Like, it hurt my heart to keep seeing these goddamn Confederate flags. And I thought, like, what did it feel like to her? And then I'm like, honestly, did you know we got to a stop? And I got my phone out, and oh my God, there's marriage equality. And you see the rainbow flag going up and the Confederate flag coming down in South Carolina. And I thought, God damn it.
When you really make moves, you make moves in silence. When moves are really made, it's just quiet. And that's how I like to move. I like to move in silence. If I really want to make a change, I'm quiet. When you hear me quiet, I'm doing something.
Well, honey, you know, you're not going to be quiet now because we have a surprise wacky neighbor guest. Who's here?
Oh, no.
Is it Frangela?
No
what?
Way.
Hey,
no way.
No way.
No way. Live.
What?
No! Yeah!
I'm sorry. Look at you.
picture afterwards, Stephanie. Let's.
You can't ignore the white people.
Look at your hey! Hi! Hi! Gosh, this is
what
awesome.
The fuck?
I'm gonna slide you this way.
Oh my god, okay. Right? Greatest surprise ever.
You guys really love me. You guys really have.
I've
been a good friend to you. I really
come on.
Have.
Yeah. Come on.
Get closer to the
everybody
mic.
Everybody get on their mics.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, my
hello.
God. I'm with Frangela.
Right, we're all in.
Yay.
Okay. So that was Tashina's amazing jingle for Frangela.
Yeah.
Frangela's here. This is our wacky neighbor. Yeah. Surprise.
Yes. I'm so excited.
So, you know what? We really need this.
You need to get up closer.
You need to get on there, baby.
We really need this right now because they're killing black women.
Yes.
So we really need to be together. Stephanie, thank you so much for allowing black women to have a wonderful platform.
Yes.
Okay. Frangela, I didn't show you guys this, but my picture on SiriusXM, when my show comes up, is Stephanie Mills. So everyone thinks I'm a black woman.
Nice. Nice.
That is awesome. Fine with that.
That's a really good makeover.
Yeah.
That Rachel Dozell thing.
Yes.
I like that.
Very nice.
That's her alter ego. We have to name Stephanie another name. She needs
there's
a
lot
alter
in
ego
front of
name.
I am the Rachel Dozell of this show.
I am.
You know what? I'm sorry, America. It does rub off. I hang out.
That's right.
Like gayness, too.
See, Rachel didn't have a story ready, though.
Make all these straight women gay. This is going to be some shit, America.
Listen, well, we might fool around a little bit and look. What do they call it? Explore?
Curious.
Are we exploring? Curious.
We're curious.
That's what the after party's for.
Yes.
Curiosity.
Yes. An exploration. We were so excited about this because you guys are such mutual fans of each other.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And it's never worked out. My husband told me to tell you he loves you.
Oh, hi, husband.
That's what he's like.
Tell him. You tell him.
Todd, his name is Tom.
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, boo. How you doing?
I knew this would be almost too much for the universe to handle.
I know.
But we decided to risk it anyway. It's almost like, you know what? People working on the Iran deal are like, you know, the fizzle material might be like, oh, fuck. That was not. God damn it.
That wasn't a good deal.
No.
No, listen.
No. But we were like eighth graders. Come on. Come on, and just like surprise her.
We can go surprise her. Your side door is really heavy.
It's here.
Yes.
No, you got good security up in here.
Were you hiding like
we just got here? We were opening the door, and I'm like, usually Travis opens this.
Yes.
And television does her cameras do
get closer to the mic.
Her cameras do you know justice. You ladies are absolutely beautiful.
Aren't
beautiful.
One of the things I love about you is your intelligence.
Stella!
Your insight.
Yes, yes.
Your physical beauty, obviously. Physical.
It's unmatched. It's unparalleled.
It's unparalleled.
Yes.
You're incomparable.
Yes.
Talent.
Mm. You know what? I am beginning to feel that I may have been raised a poor black child because
I think your mother had but your mama had a mammy somewhere.
Just saying.
And she was like, come in, come
you before.
Get something. Mammy!
When you guys are in here, everybody says there's just like such joy and love and healing.
All
and
three of you.
We've been talking about Sandra Bland. You guys, we've been talking about
this
like
is a really hard time.
All this
it
shit,
is.
And we're going
rough.
Like, what makes the healing? And you go, maybe this is part of it because you, Jesus Christ, like what the fuck? Like,
I know it's such a personal story for all of us because you know Angela and I, we commute to work every day. You know, as comedians, as stand-ups, you know.
Uncle Joe won't shut the fuck up.
Uncle Joe, shut the fuck up. He doesn't know how to whisper.
Love you, but
he doesn't know how to whisper.
And Fringe was talking. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't get him started.
Oh, my God. He's all like macking on you guys.
Don't talk. Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
It's just that, you know, that's us. We go to small towns. Mm-hmm. We rent cars. We are there for a couple of days. There are cops following us all the time. There's people always. I don't care where we go.
And we've
rent
been
a car.
In this situation. New Hampshire, we get pulled over at 10 o'clock at night.
Yes,
in a complete speed trap.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like every other block, the speed goes up 30 miles and then down.
Mm-hmm.
A female cop pulls us over, and from the minute she gets there, is like has her hand on her gun and is treating us like we just literally her first words of her mouth. You realize that you were going 5 over in a zone where kids play. It's 10 o'clock on a Saturday night in a back New Hampshire road.
Yes.
Not a child to be seen
no.
or heard. And I just looked at her and I was like, do you need any information?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like we gave it out, gave it to her. And Francis goes, you know, we don't need that. I was like, no. No, we're getting this ticket.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're getting this ticket. There's no way we're not.
Tashina was talking about her experiences with this, and I'm thinking, you guys joked about, like, you having to do TSA pre because you travel a lot, and you're like, no, 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 there can't be two Negroes that have TSA pre.
The traveling while black? They just literally will look, they don't trust it. I was three planes in a row on a day when we were got on like three flights. Every single airport we had to deal with, I got randomly pulled out of the PSA check line, which means I've already gone through a screening process, right?
Yeah.
I have a PSA. We have a TSA number.
Yes.
So pulled me out. And the third one, I went, I'm just going to say this. This is the third random selection I've had in 8 hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
From different states.
Yeah.
You know, is it random?
If you don't say anything, change won't happen. Yeah. That's how I got my global pass.
Mm-hmm.
I filled out for global pass. They said, oh, well, you got to come in for your interview. I went in for my interview. You leave and then you wait 6 more weeks and then we get back to you. And I said, they denied me. I said, wait a minute. So what I did, I said, wait a minute. I have served this country. I do USO tours. Yeah. I've been on the Joint Chiefs of Staff's plane, for God's sakes, with Kid Rock and Kelly Pickler and all of these and Louis Black.
Mm-hmm.
I've served this country. I've traveled to Baghdad, Kosovo, Germany, London. All over. You mean I've been vetted by the president and you're not giving me? And I send him a picture of me and the president and I got my damn global pass.
Oh, you will be giving me my global pass. Not today.
Not today. Right now.
Oh, yes. I love it when you have more DAP, when the person doesn't know. I had a friend whose mama got arrested once for a bad check, whatever.
Oh, no.
Normally they don't arrest you for no, like, $1,500 bad check. But, you know, but the person who she'd written this check to, he had a friend in the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
So he used his DAP, but see, my mom was the police commissioner, so I was like, out DAP,
nice, out
DAP.
We gotta
watch out for each other.
Black women, we're very resourceful because we have to be.
Well, I mean, look at Sandra Bland was like part of Black Lives Matter, and look at the fuck. Where do you even? So we already talked about this with
I've seen it, but like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Where do you start?
I get very irate. I appreciate about you ladies is that you're very calm, and I love the way you tell the story, and I love the way you bring forth the story so we can understand it, because you're so opposite from me. That's why I don't. No, seriously. That's why, because I'm like, ha, these motherfuckers.
Well,
like,
you're angry Obama.
I'm angry woman.
Yeah, and they're like all joy and love.
Because it just affects me so bad that I don't know how to use my words. I lose all my words and my verbiage.
You're Obama's anger translator. Okay. I understand. So
totally,
am
totally.
Our situation right now is, this is the first time in my life where I felt sincerely crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I know that we landed on the moon. Mm-hmm. I believe that. You know what I mean? I just don't feel like, but here I am, and never in my life have I felt this this into a conspiracy theory. But I'm like, is she laying on the floor in that mugshot?
Well, that's
all
what
her eyes
saying,
open.
Right?
That's what people are saying.
And I'm going to tell you something. I feel crazy even saying it, but I really don't. I think she was dead 3 days before. I think she was dead that day.
Yeah.
And I think that they took that long to doctor the tapes, and suddenly now her autopsy's been messed up, and all the tapes are missing footage.
It's weekend at Sandra's. Oh, we need the body back now.
Yeah, I I'm not this person. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Neither.
I don't think that way. But I'm looking at her, I'm like, her shoulders are up, and her eyes look all, and I'm like, I think that she was dead. I think she was, and I don't, you know, and this is the problem, and people were saying, you know, don't get crazy, don't get conspiracy theory. I'm like, well, this is the problem when you don't give us any information, and the information you give us is suspect
as hell. Michael Brown, whether it's Trayvon Martin, whether it's, that's the thing. If you don't give us any fucking information, we're gonna make it up.
Like, what's the woman's cop's name who came later?
Yeah.
How come I haven't seen her name? And she came later in the thing.
And
she was there for this.
That's what I used to do when I would get pulled over. Mm-hmm. That's another trick that young women can learn when they get pulled over. If you're a young woman and you get pulled over and a male cop asks you out of the car, you can always request a female officer to be present before they touch you.
Jackie Schechter said that today. She said, I got pulled over. She said, no, I am not getting out at 3 o'clock in the morning in the alley.
Hell no. Because then you feel like your civil rights and your safety is being infringed upon.
Well, this is the problem we have. Like, we go to places, and great school and wonderful shows. I love this school in Rome, Georgia. But it requires 3 hours of two-lane roads.
Oh, hell no.
And this thing,
Georgia?
Back roads with nothing.
80 miles.
Nothing for 60 miles. Not a house. Not a parking lot, not a gas station. nothing, just woods and hanging trees. My father, that's it.
My father,
and it's terrifying.
No, I mean, and that's the thing, Angela. You go, if she was hung, man, like. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is happening in this country?
That's a message.
If she got fucking hung.
Black people don't hang themselves. Yeah. We just, it's very rare. And I don't want to generalize. Black people don't hang themselves.
No.
Okay?
No.
That's just the bottom line.
I mean her family's like, she was excited about the new job. I mean, you go, yeah, she struggled with depression.
And she, and
who didn't? Who doesn't? You're a black woman in America, you're going to get depressed.
And by the way, you're in fucking jail for a goddamn no turn signal for 3 days.
And it's that trick. He tricked her. Because that every person does that. If a cop rides behind you, you're like, oh, shit. Let me get out of his way. And if he follows me, that means I'm about to be pulled over. But you're not thinking, oh, let me put on my
turn signal.
He's going to get you by that time. That's how they catch drunk drivers. When you're drinking, it's not you driving erratically. It's when you break the law. Mm-hmm. If you don't use your turn signal, that becomes, that's how they pull over drunk
drivers. My favorite is every cop that gets behind me is behind me for a good 3 minutes or so. And you know what they're doing is what they're aren't allowed to do, which is illegally running my plate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, to see if they can find. And then they're going to look if they find anything, which they never do, which makes them very angry. Now it's time to then try to pin something on me as the excuse for pulling me over. Mm-hmm. And it's the reality is I don't care what she got pulled over. She shouldn't have been dead from it.
No.
I mean, if she was shooting a gun out of her window and she'd been a white man in a pickup truck, they would have been like, come on, guys, cut it out, and kept driving.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear it. I don't care. And then suddenly nobody went in her cell ever. I mean, none of it's making any sense.
No. Yeah. Not, and just how they ask civilians, okay, to tell on each other. Mm-hmm. They want me to say, oh, yeah, you know, she fucked up. Yeah, officer, I saw her. Like, she did run the light. No, they need to do it with each other.
Yes.
You know the good cops. Yeah. You know the bad cops. You know, even if you're a good cop, you're turning into a bad cop for not telling.
I won't say they're good cops anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore until they start.
Fucking asshole tweet today. Like, oh, you know, why didn't your family bail her out? They only care when they smell money now. It's like, you know what, motherfuckers?
Some people
can't afford this.
We got that tweet today.
I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing more marketable than dying. What?
Right.
Like, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Why the fuck should she have been in jail with that kind of bail?
I don't know. And I'm going to tell you something. Here's the other thing, too. It's like, there are those trolls out there who are waiting, being like, well, you know, what does she say to him make him arrest her?
You saw it.
And, you know, and you know, and because here's the thing.
Why didn't she put out her cigarette?
Walking around being,
She wasn't. She was. Yeah. He was. He asked her to. He didn't tell her to.
Do you mind putting out your cigarette?
That's the difference. That is the legal difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my own car, but whatever.
Right. Yeah.
You can deny a request.
I have watched white kids who look at a cop and go, "Fuck you." Yes. I have watched
it. Day in, day out.
Watched it. And I'm like, and yell and scream at them. I can't. I'm all
done.
We all
know what it is. They make a lot of money off of
people need to understand that part of it.
Yes. Jail and prison system is a huge business.
Ferguson, that $3 million their budget is missing was all poor people's money.
Yep.
That was all the black community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the taxation surrounding. It's an unofficial black harassment
tax.
And taxation. And it's a way to kill black people.
Yeah.
And it's playing out. The next night, another girl hangs herself in jail. The day after this, another cop shoots a guy in the head for who he pulled over for having no front license plate.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone who has been pulled over for no front license plate? They're black,
you
aren't they?
Tashina.
All right. I've been pulled over for no, cause, and it was on, my plate wasn't on because I had just got my car painted.
Dude, nobody has plates on their cars here.
Wait, before, back in the day in L.A., you didn't have to have
plates. No, you didn't. That's right.
But nobody told you the new law. But so, and this is what I try to, as I learn, I try to teach other people, especially young black women and men. I try to say, look, you need to learn the law. I know. Go get them, Max. Go get them, Fred.
It's the pizza, Joe.
Go get them. Who is it? Joe, who is it?
He's really looking at you like he
wants to. Yeah, who is it? Good boy. Good boy.
I don't know who it is.
Good but, dog. You know, it's sad, but we need to learn ourselves of the law. We need to learn the law.
And also, we got
to
watch out for each other because the fact is the law wouldn't matter. When you're alone in a car and the cop, they feel. And
she knew her rights.
She knew her rights.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. Dead. You know what she died from? She died from being an uppity black woman. That's what she died from.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's the thing that makes you mad is that, you know, if you have any intelligence, if you know what you're supposed to be doing, you still die, you die from being, from having a thought in your head and being like, you know what, you know, you can't treat me this way.
Not for not shuffling like a slave.
Exactly.
Frances, she was more right about the law than that cop. She's like, you can't tell me to put out my cigarette because it's true.
It's her
car.
Yeah.
It's my car.
You can only extend a traffic stop if you think there's a fear to your safety or they've committed another crime.
Yeah.
He did it to be a dick.
And a person even stopped. When I see people pulled over, I'm one of those people, I pull to the side and I watch.
Well, now we all have to.
If
we have
black,
to do that.
If it's somebody
take
black,
out your phone,
call
and
it
just,
racist.
Just
call
assume something's
going to
go down.
If I see somebody pulled over and I see that, especially a black woman by herself,
mm-hmm.
I pull over and I just
watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
and you just because you gotta help each other. That's the only you gotta have other eyes. You have
you know,
to be a witness
I feel
to
like a
bullshit.
Fucking assholes,
it's sad.
Crazy lame ass liberal white woman. But what the
you're
fuck,
not
you guys? What is going
white.
On in America? Just, seriously,
it's
why
attack.
Have things not changed?
This is
since
always
2015?
Because it's always what happens is I think whenever money shifts. Like, we're about to change president. Like, we're mm-hmm. about to... Mm-hmm. It's a shifting of the guards. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's a shifting of the guards, there's major change. People have money on the line. Now you have people that have investments. They have opportunities at new investments. They're, like, whenever a president leaves office, notice how there's always either a revolution mm-hmm. or we go into a big deficit or something always
wait, when you
happens.
Go take our country back, from who? From
yeah.
the, from
you
the fuck,
it's not
from
your
the
fucking,
fucking
country.
From the fucking
from the your fucking country. You stole this country from somebody else.
Yeah.
I can't.
You're not indigenous.
I can't.
You're stealing it from what? You're, it's your country from what and how?
Yes.
How is this your country?
I am
show
really
me
happy.
That your roots and your wait, the, show me how this is your country.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. That people, they predicate these fucking lies mm-hmm. off of more lies and lies and lies. And that's what I'm saying. We have to arm ourselves with information,
but
education.
Right. But when you go like Donald
calm,
Trump's at the front
calm,
of the
I'm
of the fucking
calm.
Pack, you go,
girl,
what?
I'm telling you.
But I mean, when you're like mean and dumb is mm-hmm. winning right
yes.
now.
Idiot.
Is
yes.
mean
well, you
and
know
dumb
why?
Gonna win?
Because those of us who aren't mean and dumb, idiot. We have to do a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do a lot more. And we have to be there. We have to be loud. We have to be angry. We can't take no for an answer. We have to keep pressure on.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let, you know, other things trend. You know, like, we've got to keep the pressure on. Mm-hmm. And then we have to start supporting each other in really tangible ways, like pulling over and videotaping
yes.
when you see arrest. Like stepping in when you see an interaction going down wrong. You'll be like, officer, I don't think you have the right to do that.
Right.
You know, and this is the thing. And all those cops out there who say they're good cops, prove it to me.
Prove it to me.
Start turning in the bad cops.
Here's the other thing, too. With Trump, you look at him and you go, he is at the top of the polls. There's a reason. And what we have on this side of sanity, what we have to realize and recognize is that there are people out there who really do agree with this man.
Absolutely.
Who agree with everything that's coming out of when he has doubled down on Latinos and what
McCain.
Have you. And McCain and what have you.
Stand with him at the border.
And that's what I'm saying. There are people that want that for this country. You better wake up, hear it. You better trust and believe.
If I were Mexican right now, I would, even if I liked what Trump was saying, I would be like, wow, the only time the only description he's ever used in front of Mexican is he goes, oh, they're great workers. Notice that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Play the tape. I watch and I listen to everything. I'm like, mm-hmm. the only time he's ever, oh, no, I didn't say anything bad about Mexicans. They're great workers.
No, it is. He is
workers.
The Republican Party.
He never says people.
Yeah.
Never says
or citizens. Or citizens of this country.
And if I were Mexican, I would just be sitting at home laughing at Trump right now.
Well, they are.
He is the Republican Party. So. Like young
I
Frankenstein.
I would give any.
He was like, I have created him and he is beautiful.
I want so bad for some rich eccentric person to pay for Francis and I to follow his campaign.
Yeah.
Because we would go to
Carlos Slim.
Oh my God.
Slim.
How much
money
do I have? We would go
richest
to every
man in the
you know,
world who happens to be Mexican.
Oh, please,
we should hire
yes,
you.
Money
please,
for that.
Because seriously, this is what we do. Because you know he's going to be a lazy campaigner anyway.
Okay.
So it's not like he's going to go to everything. So and we're going to show up and he'll love us the first week. And we're going to set up traps
that.
All day long.
Start
yes.
the fund
morning.
For raise
exactly.
money for Frangela campaign to start to follow
every
Donald
day.
Trump.
Yes. We're going
to
come up to him
the that microphone. Would be awesome.
And go,
yes.
Mr. Trump, I just saw a disabled
idea.
Black person refusing to work. Comment.
Yes.
And
just set him up.
I got 500 on it.
Seriously, Mr. Trump, do you think most rapes are lies? Go!
He yelled at a Telemundo reporter today. We'll have the audio of it tomorrow.
I mean, okay, wait a minute. So what do you guys think? Because he's saying now he's going to run third party, which I'm like, yes. Oh, my God, uniquely American. Yes.
I don't think he will. That was just his way of threatening the RNC to treat him well.
But this is a live
version. They have to let him in the debate. They don't have a choice.
This is a live version of The Apprentice. Donald Trump is an amazing brander. He is a branding genius.
Right.
He is a branding genius. And you got to give credit to where credit is due. Mm-hmm. He has branded himself like he found, just like Barack Obama did. Barack Obama found a wonderful way to brand himself and for him to be understood and for him to present himself to the world to become the first black president. Donald Trump he's branded himself
the first to become asshole
the first
president.
Idiot.
The first to asshole fucking, president ever.
Like run for the presidency. Yeah.
There's no way I think it would ever happen that he could be elected president, but I do think that Canada should be prepared for the exodus.
An onslaught.
You know, I think that you might want to get some more people at the border for paperwork reasons. You might want to slimline that citizenship process because we're not staying.
Yes. Now, has Donald Trump talked bad about women?
Well, other than
general, marrying them three times,
sexism.
Other than now, you know, as soon as his wife gets old, he divorces her and marries a younger one.
He's very smart. Think about it, y'all. Think about it. The female vote is very important. Mm-hmm. Has he insulted women?
Well, yeah, his very nature is insulting. I think he's quite clearly sexist. Mm-hmm. But and on the show, I've seen him the way that he deals
on
with
on the show.
It's not like he's
going
to speak about. I mean, we don't count to him. I don't think.
I don't think he's talked a lot about women's issues.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. No.
Yeah,
I would be interested because the average person that's like on the fence that would follow him if she's a woman. We can't forget about white female America.
Yeah.
They're voters. Just how black women are voters.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're not crazy.
I don't know, y'all.
They're not
this
crazy.
Is where he can get votes. Cray. And
I just want him in for the whole thing.
I've been saying.
Oh, no, he cannot go away.
Don't go away. Francis, I'm every day, all day, I'm like, shh, be quiet. Don't talk about it. Just don't tell anybody about the polls. Shh, be quiet.
He's riveting. He really is riveting.
And I'm telling you, I would give anything to be at every campaign stop. And I guarantee you, we'd be on his bus.
We're raising the
within
money
an
for
hour.
He'd Angela
love us.
Needs
we'd
money.
We'd be on that bus, and we'd be getting pearls. Just wonderful things. Yes, getting him to talk about stuff he money. Knows nothing about. I'd be like, what's your take on the Iran deal? Go! What's
that's
the economy?
Fantastic.
Go!
Does he have his campaign scheduled out?
I don't think that they don't. They're not into preparation on the Trump campaign.
No.
You know, that's not their thing.
He doesn't even have prepared speeches. He just goes up there and
you know what?
It.
They're a little growlings. He's a little yes and.
Yeah.
And Lindsey Graham's a fucking idiot. And yes, and Rick Perry's
I love
dumb.
It. When he said Jeb Bush was dumb as rocks. No, honestly, you guys, I've listened to Jeb quite a few times.
Yes.
I think George was the smart
I know.
One.
I know, right?
No, honestly.
That
I
is
think
shocking.
George, no, George
that's
was,
terrifying. Yeah. I thought.
No. George was the smarter one, you guys.
Are you sure?
Oh, that's fucking terrifying.
We're getting really close to lichen. You know what I mean? Like, really close to what's a single-celled organism.
We talked about French
amoebas.
Yeah. We're getting really close to that.
And then, like, you go, we talked earlier about Marco Rubio saying, you know, Donald Trump doesn't have the class to be president because we already have a president with no class.
No, he said that.
I don't even understand how you put them in the same category.
Really?
I just love it, though. It's like, this is a good debate. Yeah, this is exactly what the country needs. To debate who's cooler and who's got more class. Mm-hmm. It's like they're running for high school president.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, go ahead.
Pumpkin.
What's going to happen? What about home games? Can we wear, you know, how many people can be on the opposing side bench? Like, whatever. They're just, I love it. Let them do it. Let them keep doing it.
Couldn't happen to a nicer party.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah,
and this is your fault. You dragged your party into the racist trash bin of history. It's your fault.
That's what I said. You know, America, this you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you have made this man.
Yep.
This is a monster you've created.
Absolutely.
You built this. You built this motherfucker.
Do you remember when President Obama was running for the first time in office and he said, and they gave, what's the preacher's name? Comes home to roost.
Yes.
And they will grasp for their guns. Yes. Everything that they
Wright,
gave him.
Reverend Wright.
Reverend Wright. They gave him a hard time about Reverend Wright. But listen to what Reverend Wright said. That's exactly what has taken place.
Yeah.
People have clung to their guns, mm-hmm. and the chickens have come home to roost.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Those nasty, evil, nasty seeds that have been sown, they're growing and they're festering.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is, you know, I don't even think Donald Trump is a cancer as what you call it called.
Oh, dude, somebody gave him a thesaurus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not a cancer. He's entertainment. Yeah. He's entertainment. And actually he's letting us see what really is going on because it's outside. He's outside of that whole political everybody talking that.
Send him your money. Send him your money.
Crap.
Empty your savings accounts into his campaign. Yes.
Well, the Republican campaigns right now is a clown car. That's all it is. Yeah. It's just one big clown car. And you're just waiting to see what freak gets out the car next.
Yeah.
That's all that's happening.
I think they have everybody in now. Now that Kasich has announced this week, I think everybody's in.
Is that everybody? Because I know they put Carly up on the roof.
Yeah. Like Aunt Edna in National Lampoon. Yeah. She's dead. Yeah. She's already dead.
She's like Mitt Romney's dog. You know, they put her on the roof.
Yeah. She's dead already.
And then they're going to have Mitt run alongside just to be there.
Yeah.
You know. I kind of wish Mitt was in the game again. I kind of wish
he
was.
Oh, I miss him. I miss him.
I know, right?
Sarah, when you need her.
She's back in Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. She's already in the
final. She's going to be his VP, I think.
She's about to be grandma again, too, huh?
Because the absence thing really
works. With another illegitimate
what? Yeah, she's about to be another illegitimate grandma.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, she is.
I just have a problem with the hypocrisy.
It's almost like you're saying, Tashina, there's some problem with straight family values. What are you saying?
I don't know. Like, you know, the straight family values are just going to shit. I don't know what's
happening. Well, the problem is the straight family values are affecting gay families, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
They are tearing apart gay families.
It's making me amoral, goddammit.
Yeah. That's not
I was not a slut before this, and now I am. Look at me. Slut.
I mean, bristle.
Also, she's a slut. Look at her.
I love the fact that,
look at what the heterosexuals have done to me.
Do you realize that this is the quietest Stephanie has ever been?
I'm three black bitches
in the room, and she is just shut down.
I am so fearful of your power.
Stephanie, this is your shit.
You know what? Ever since I have had the fantasy that Frangel and I would be the new, what's the new Barbara Streisand? The Oreos from Star Is Born.
Oh,
that is
and you know the, I gotta come out when you go happened. On tour. I'm gonna come out with my band for a few days.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is such a good tour. My total fucking black up is here. Let's do it.
Yeah,
you know what it is? I do. Franzl does interpretive dance, and I do really bad impressions of black men.
Yes. What? Right? No, your Fred Sanford is on point.
It is.
That is on point.
Elizabeth, I'm coming.
Elizabeth.
Oh well, hello, Dolly.
Oh, Fred.
Hello, that's a really Fred. Good Fred Dolly. Sanford.
Fred Sanford was not in Hello Dolly.
Right.
Yes, whatever. He was. Well, I'm hoping this didn't turn into the unhappy hour. The Sandra Bland thing kind of.
Not at all.
Follow Frangela Dua at Frangela Dua and Tashina Arnold.
At Tashina Arnold.
Look how easy that is.
Tashina Arnold.
Uncle Joe, you know what I did? I was Uncle Joe, get the fuck out of the chair.
Shut up.
Frangela's coming in.
Get your ass up.
It up.
And where can we see your show?
Yes, you can watch my show on Starz Network every Saturday night, and it starts second season August 22nd
and it's at 9:30.
Survivor's Remorse.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Ooh, great Mama
job. We love all of you so fucking much.
And
happy fucking
Stephanie.
Happy hour. Tashina Arnold, Uncle Joe,
and
Frangela.
Thank you, Chris.
Frangela, the
Travis.
Wacky Surprise Neighbors.
Love y'all. I drink to that if y'all. Oh, y'all will have time.
You will.
Okay.